Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on fear, khawf, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explaining that this khawf is something, this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is born out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person loves that I mustn't disobey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever causes him to be displeased with me, I'm very, very careful that I don't go into these things. And this is something that's created to create some type of natural alignment in us so that we don't veer off the path thinking that somebody has died for our sins and that we can do whatever we want, but we know that we will be accountable for everything that we do. So this fear of what's the harm for us doing wrong is actually a great blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although it comes in a form of a punishment, but it's actually a ni'mat to help us stay on track, help us stay within the limits. And then the other thing we explain is that when it comes to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a certain amount is good. And beyond that, person overfears, then a person goes into a depression. Therefore, this dua we thought to make. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bainana wa bain ma'asiyatik. Wallah, give us so much of fear that becomes a barrier between us and committing sins. In other words, not over limit, not too little fear also. That amount of fear that allows us to stay away from gunas, that is the desired amount of fear. So this fear is such a thing that is a beauty, it's a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us gain higher ground and to help us gain closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore there is a thing like Jannah, there is a thing like Jahannam, as we're doing, person will be waiting on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be so low and he'll be perspiring in a different levels of perspirations people, each person will be going through. Some will be going through their ankles, some knees, some above that. And they are fortunate people that will be getting the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these things are mentioned so that we can strive to get the blessings and save ourselves from all the difficulties and the harms, especially in akhirat. The harms in the dunya also and the harms in akhirat. But the harms of the akhirat are the real harms. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ تحدث أخبارها ثم قال أتدرون ما أخبارها قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإن أخبارها أن تشهد على كل عبد أو أمة بما عمل على ظهرها تقول عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا فهذه أخبارها. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse that comes in Surah Iza Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzalaha. So what ayat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited? Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. What's the meaning of this Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha? On that day the earth will narrate its news. In this world we got many, many news broadcasting agents, we got many people that broadcast news, media, etc. But this ayat is saying on that day the earth will give its news. The earth will become a broadcasting agent. The earth will give its news. The earth will become the broadcaster on that day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, on that day the earth will narrate its news. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know what its news is? We know what the news of this world is. Many times it's propaganda, many times it's entertainment, many times it's thrilling. Very little of it is truth. But what is the news that the earth will give on that day? Now, this is the question Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking Sahaba, did you know what news the earth is going to give on that day? So Sahaba, normally their reply would be, and this is a standard reply that they would give, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they know best. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, its news is that it will give testimony against every man and woman regarding what he or she did on its back. It will say, you committed such and such an action on such and such a day, that is its news. You committed such and such an action on such and such a day, the earth now will testify against a person. Where will a person be able to hide? So now when we hear a hadith like this, it teaches us to be on guard. That we are on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the earth is going to testify against us, where are we going to hide from Allah ta'ala? The better thing to do is obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from gunas. If we stay away from gunas, then the earth will testify in our favor, won't testify against us. Therefore, the Imam Yunus Patel, some rahmatullah alayhi, would say that sometimes a person would commit a guna at a certain spot. He'd say, go if you can, get a chance. Go at that spot and now do some good deed. Make some zikr, make some dua, make some istighfar if you get to go at that spot. Obviously, not a place where some haram is taking place. But say, for example, a person outside had a fight or an argument with someone, he shouted at someone, so the next time he's driving past or moving past or he's going around that particular area, in his mind he should make some istighfar, tawbah, that wallah, I did something wrong on the spot. It should never be that at this spot now testifies against me. At least he will testify in my favor by me making some type of zikr, by making some type of istighfar on the spot. So it doesn't mean he has to go to exactly the same spot, but around the area, person has this hadith in mind, that if the earth is going to testify against me, what's going to happen to me? So if I go somewhere near that area or close, I'm driving past, I'm going, at least keep this hadith in mind and make tawbah and adama to Allah. Save me, I committed gunas. It should never be that the earth testifies against me. Allah Ta'ala's mercy and clemency and forgiveness is such, as we did in the previous hadith, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting to forgive. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamalla dhambala. That person who committed guna, but he makes tawbah, is as though he hasn't committed any guna. Allah Ta'ala wipes out that guna completely. Even the trace of that guna is gone. But the requisite is, person must have nadamat. Sincerely, he must regret what I did. I made guna, I committed the sin, I should never justify it. Have nadamat and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is readily waiting to forgive our gunas. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jummah Salah. Try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the race that takes place amongst the pious on this day, is who can send the most amount of salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You get some that start before Tahajjud. Some already started from the night. And as the day is progressing, don't worry what others are doing, but we should worry about ourselves. Any free time we get, send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama explain which is the easiest from the tongue. Say that. For some people it's reading the full durood. Others they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others will read different, there's different forms of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is the easiest in the tongue, just keep reading it so that this day becomes such, the Friday we can send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also that the Friday should never pass without us reading Suratul Kahf, especially in this time of fitna and fasad. And then what we should try and do is take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah for dua. Ulama of the opinion, the duas are inshallah answered between this time of Asr and Maghrib on a Friday. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.